in case someone takes a swing at you. Not only that, but that teaches you that, you know what, if you get punched in the face, it's not the end of the world, okay? You're going to live through it, and you're going to be able to keep fighting. And so they kind of inoculated to this situation, and then, okay, now we're done with this. Well, now let's start talking about learning how to shoot guns and learning how to carry, learning how to draw, doing some force on force and all that. So it's not just Billy Bob goes to the gun store, buys a Kel-Tec, sticks it in his pocket, and now he's the savior of the universe or something like that. That's not even close, okay? You know, if you want to have that situation mentally and physically and spiritually where the bad guy's coming and you're not going, oh, my gosh, I'm terrified. The bad guy's going to come and kill me. Rather, you look at him and you go, boy, this guy has made a real big mistake today. Watch what happens to him now.
Yeah. You know, Gabe, the more you talk, the more you're sounding like a Marine Corps drill instructor.
Because... Well, I'll tell you, back in the day, a lot of the guys that were on my team were Marines. I worked with a lot of Marines. I did the CQB program down at Camp Pendleton. I've got nothing but respect for my brothers that happened to be Marines or were Marines. You guys got a great tribe.
Wow. Thank you, Gabe. This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel on Frontlines of Freedom, and we're discussing the legal use of deadly force with Gabe Suarez. Okay, Gabe, let's talk a little bit about use of deadly force. When are you legally justified? When are you not? When is it tactically advisable? Shooting to wound, warning shots, all of that stuff. Just lay it on us.
Well, you know, I think I've talked about that the flow chart of deadly force before. It's something that we developed for our series of classes we call After the Last Bang, you know, symbolizing the last shot that's fired and now the administrative process takes place. But it helps guys make the right decisions. And it starts with, are you where you need to be? In other words, if you're committing a crime of some sort, then maybe none of this applies. But we're assuming that the people that are listening and reading and so on are good people. They're not committing crimes. And it's got to do with how much information do you have. You know, the thing is this. If somebody's trying to kill you, you'll know.
Right.
It's not going to be a surreptitious thing. It's not going to be a gray area. It's very simple. This guy is going to kill me in the next few seconds, or he's not. If he is, you're justified in using lethal force. It really is simple as that.
Yeah.
And I think that most people understand that. Where they run into trouble is when they have to explain why they did what they did. One of the things that I would have my students do, and one of the things that I am having my students do, is that they need to become masters of language. We perceive certain things, we feel certain things, we notice certain things in a confrontation before and during. And so what they have to do is they have to be able to use their words to convey these sentiments and feelings and perceptions to the person that's coming to investigate so that the person coming to investigate will find themselves nodding in agreement that they would have done the same exact thing in their shoes. That has to be done. Because otherwise, you know, it's kind of up for grabs. And you are justified in what you did, but you have to be able to explain it. The issue of warning shots and all this kind of stuff, I'm really not in favor of any of that sort of thing. If someone's trying to kill you, then you do it right back to them. Hopefully do it first. If they're not trying to kill you, then the pistol's not an answer.
Yeah.
And warning shots are not an answer. And the thing is, you know, with the shooting the wound and so on, look, I'm sure that your listeners have plenty of combat experience downrange, overseas and whatnot. And I'll bet you that they've seen some bad guys that have been wounded as well as some of their own people, their own brothers that have been wounded that kept fighting. And so the idea that somehow you shoot the guy in the big toe or something like this, and all of a sudden, hey, King's X, they drop their gun, they run away in fear. That doesn't happen in the real world. It doesn't happen with dedicated combatants. And the people that we face here in the U.S. are just as dedicated combatants, potentially, as anybody else they would find overseas.
Yeah. Well, you know, Gabe, I saw that happen just the other day on a Bruce Willis movie. I mean, shot him in the kneecap, and he went down, gave up, surrendered.
Mm-hmm.
There's
mm-hmm.
a difference
yeah.
between Hollywood and the real world, I think, and
yeah.
you've described
yeah.
that pretty good.
Well, you know, the thing today is, too, that before the movies were kind of surreal indoctrination for people's perceptions of reality, but you know, today they can go online and Google gunfights or whatever and go on some of these various online video hosting sites and watch real footage of real gunfights,
yeah.
how people behave, how things really develop. And, you know, it's not like they do on the range and it's not like they do in the movies.
Yeah, yeah. It's I love YouTube. I mean, you've got some good videos out there. You know, John Correa from Active Self-Protection, he's got a bunch of them out there. They're all really good tools to remind people what it's really like in the real world, getting in a gunfight or being stabbed with a knife or whatever, I mean, you got to know what you're up against. You got to know your enemy. And if you don't, you're probably going to lose.
I agree.
All right. Well, Gabe, we're about out of time here, but we certainly appreciate your expertise, your experience. Before you go, will you please tell people how they can find out more about your company and the training that you provide?
Sure. Thank you. Yeah. Well, they can go on my main website, which is SuarezInternational.com. It's spelled S-U-A-R-E-Z, the word international.com. And that's sort of a gateway to the whole system there. We've got an online store where they can buy all kinds of cool things. And hey, you know what? The holidays are coming, right?
You're right.
And my blog is up there with a lot of articles and so on, and some videos discussing these very same things. We have an online forum. And, of course, we have training. We're going to be starting a new series of training in the coming year, which is more based on force training, and then a good amount of lecture material on this mindset development, managing the after event area, and so on. Because these are areas that I think, I think the majority of Americans know to some degree how to shoot. Okay, so can they be better? Absolutely, they could be better, but they got the basics down pretty well. What I think is lacking is the managing the after action. What to say as soon as the first law enforcement guy comes out and says, what happened? You know, that sort of thing. And then, you know, doing their stuff in force on force so that they can test it and make sure that it works before they have to find out that fact on the street.
Yeah. Well, Gabe, anyone who has a forum called Warrior Talk, he's okay by me.
Well, thank you.
Well, Gabe, thank you very much for being on Frontlines of Freedom.
My pleasure, sir.
This concludes the first hour of the show. We'll start the second hour with author Yehuda Remmer as we discuss the attitude about guns and self-defense among the Orthodox Jewish community. Naturally, we'll discuss last weekend's Service Academy football games as well. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed American Report. This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, it's a great day to be a veteran. Go out and run a couple of miles of wind sprints. Then, if you live north of the Mason-Dixon line, go ahead and shovel out your driveway. Then grab some protein and rehydrate with water. And don't forget to send me your thoughts by email or on Facebook.
Six days after landing in one of the world's most dangerous places, U.S. Marine Corporal Jake Schick's life changed forever.
Yeah, I was severely wounded in Iraq, conducted combat operations in the Sunni Triangle in 2004.
His Humvee hit a landmine. Within 2 days, he was back in the United States for the first of nearly 50 surgeries.
Once I got back here, my real battle started.
Jake lost a leg and sustained traumatic brain injury. He spent 18 months in hospitals with family right beside him.
You need your family. You need your support system. You know, you need people like the Fisher House.
Fisher House. It's a home away from home for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at no cost to families.
Just very thankful to the Fisher House for what they did for my family that entire time and for the things they continue to do.
You can help by making Fisher House your charity of choice on your CFC pledge form.
Fisher House, they were always there, so that was cool.
The CFC, Fisher House, and you. 18 months in hospitals with family right beside him.
You need your family. You need your support system. You know, you need people like the Fisher House.
Fisher House. It's a home away from home for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at no cost to families.
Just very thankful to the Fisher House for what they did for my family that entire time and for the things they continue to do.
You can help by making Fisher House your charity of choice on your CFC pledge form.
Fisher House, they were always there, so that was cool.
The CFC.
EB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You don't have USA Radio News.
A federal judge has ruled against the Trump administration's ban on asylum for immigrants. Brandon Judd is the president of the National Border Patrol Council. He explains what this ruling means.
What the judge just told them is go ahead and cross the border illegally. Instead of going through a port of entry, which is a legal process, the judge just encouraged them to break our laws.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, firefighters in Northern California battling the deadly campfire will get a little help from Mother Nature as rain is in the forecast for Wednesday. Butte County Sheriff Corey Hona says the rain could be a blessing and a curse.
We have very, very fine ash in many of the areas that we're searching. You add water to that, and now we're in a situation where we have kind of a muddy mixture. I think that may make the process of searching for remains, especially those almost completely consumed by fire, more difficult.
A flash flood watch is in effect starting Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is trying to persuade Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey to name outgoing Congresswoman Martha McSally to succeed Senator John Kyle, who said he would only serve for Senator John McCain, who passed away earlier this year, on a temporary basis. It's beyond busy at Hartsfield-Jackson International with people getting out of town. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky report some folks definitely in the Thanksgiving holiday spirit.
Gobble, gobble, it's going to be busy.
He did just say gobble, gobble, right?
Yeah, gobble, gobble. That's what my little son loves to say every Thanksgiving. He's four, yeah.
Deontay, a super friendly skycap here at Southwest, busy helping Thanksgiving travelers with their bags. What's the mood of most of the people you're taking care of?
They're crazy.
The Thanksgiving travelers in a good mood, heading to cities where the weather is warm.
Phoenix, Arizona, it's 80 degrees. There's snow on the ground in Chicago.
Is that where you're from?
Report some folks definitely in the Thanksgiving holiday spirit.
Gobble, gobble, it's going to be busy.
He did just say gobble, gobble, right?
Yeah, gobble, gobble. That's what my little son loves to say every Thanksgiving. He's four, yeah.
Deontay, a super friendly skycap here at Southwest, busy helping Thanksgiving travelers with their bags. What's the mood of most of the people you're taking care of?
They're crazy.
The Thanksgiving travelers in a good mood, heading to cities where the weather is warm.
Phoenix, Arizona, it's 80 degrees. There's snow on the ground in Chicago.
Is that where you're from?
Yes.
Stay safe out there, Robin, and AAA expects 54 million people to travel this Thanksgiving. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Georgia's Democratic gubernatorial nominee Stacey Abrams is still out there saying that the Georgia election for governor was not free or fair. Without proof, Abrams is making claims of voter suppression in Georgia. Her Republican opponent, Governor-elect Brian Kemp, joins Fox News and says there's nothing wrong with the elections in Georgia.
Well, you know, look, Brian, I'm moving on. I'm the governor-elect. The election's been certified. This is indeed over, and I'm looking forward to serving hardworking Georgians, and that includes all of them, by the way. But look, it's unfair for her to blame, especially local elections officials that are following the law when it comes to these things for registration, how things are conducted on election day. In Georgia, we have secure, accessible, fair elections. We make it easy to vote and hard to cheat. And we saw the easy to vote part. We had 1.4 million more voters in this election than we did in the last governor's race, a historic turnout. We have a million more people on the rolls because I pushed for and implemented online voter registration where people could register to vote 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Governor-elect Kemp also says,
if my opponent and her activist groups had used the online system, they wouldn't have had as many problems as they did with folks that they were registering. You know, nobody's questioning the Democrats' wins, knocking off one of our congresswomen in the state of Georgia. They're not questioning the local races that they won.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent. If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home. This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members. Call Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and American-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Front Lines of Freedom. Hoorah! This is a special show today where we talk about all things home, family, and personal defense. I'm Marine Vet Skip Coriel, filling in for the vacationing Colonel Gillum. Thanks for joining us. Joining me at the 50 caliber microphone today is co-host Air Force Vet Josh Lang. What's up, Josh?
Skip, I love these weekends. Don't get me wrong. Colonel Denny Gillum isn't just the host of this show. He's one of my best friends. But still, I get that feeling every time he takes a well-deserved weekend of leave, that it's like when you're in high school or college and your parents go away for the weekend. It's time to party! Which in your case means talking about the ultimate kind of defense, self-defense, and your favorite holiday toys from Santa, firearms. Most veterans agree with you. We stood up, stepped forward, signed on the dotted line, and checked all the boxes to defend our country to our last breath. And we would do the same to protect our fellow Americans, especially our family and our loved ones, in just the same way. Always keep in mind, the true front line of freedom starts at home.
Sounds good, Josh. Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby, he's looking very seaworthy today.
Okay, that's really funny, Skip.
Well, I assume you're in the Coast Guard. You should be seaworthy, right?
I would agree with that. I'm not sure that the Navy guys would actually say that that's true.
Oh, well, yeah. Hey, you guys sail all the way over to the Mideast from time to time, do you not?
We certainly do.
All right. And the Colonel is taking the day off, though he didn't tell us where he was going. I suspect he's off on another one of those top-secret covert military missions that retired Army Rangers sometimes are prone to. I'm sure he'll tell us all about it when he gets back next week. Here's what we have for you today. On News and Comment by the Non-Com, I'm going to talk about what happens when America's protectors and defenders all of a sudden turn to the dark side. Gabe Suarez is the owner and chief instructor of Suarez International. He'll be talking to us about use of deadly force in the civilian world. When is it legally, morally, and tactically advisable? Then we'll speak with Yehuda Remmer, author and Orthodox Jew, about the attitude concerning guns and use of deadly force in the aftermath of the deadly synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh. Then defense attorney and vice president of Firearms Legal Protection will be talking to us about all the recreational marijuana laws that are passing throughout America and how they affect gun ownership. And we'll review last week's Service Academy football games.
Hey, troops, please invite your friends to join us at this time on this great radio station. And we'd really appreciate it if you'd go out to frontlinesoffreedom.com and sign up for our free e-newsletter. And, of course, join the conversation at facebook.com/frontlinesoffreedom.
Troops, listen up. On this show, we're kicking off a new feature. and I need your help. On each show, we'll honor a deceased military person, not the superstars, but the average soldier, sailor, marine, airman, or coastie. They don't have to have served in combat, but they do have to have served honorably, on active duty, or in the Guard or Reserves. Here's how to nominate someone. Send us about 250 words summarizing his or her service that I'll read on the show. If you send along a picture, we'll also include it in our e-newsletter. Send the info to Denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com. We welcome your input to the show. Send us your ideas and comments through our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com, or by Facebook. Now it's time for news and comment on Frontlines of Freedom. First, the news. What's first, Josh?
On Thursday, we learned the Pentagon failed what is being called its first ever comprehensive audit. Deputy Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan told reporters, quote, "We failed the audit, but we never expected to pass it," end quote, adding that the findings showed the need for greater discipline in financial matters within the Pentagon. The enormous task required some 1,200 auditors to examine financial accounting on a wide range of spending, including on weapon systems, military personnel, and property, for which Shanahan noted it was an audit on a $2.7 trillion organization. So the fact that we did the audit is substantial. He said areas the Pentagon must improve upon based on the audit results include compliance with cybersecurity policies and improving inventory accuracy. No dollar amount was given, detailing how much money was unaccounted for in the audit. It was unclear if there would be any consequences, but Shanahan said the focus would be on fixing the issues. A 1990 federal law mandated that U.S. government agencies be audited, but the Pentagon had never been through a comprehensive audit until this one was launched in December. Outside experts say it will likely be years before the Pentagon is able to fix its accounting gaps and errors and pass an audit. In an email, another Pentagon spokesman, Army Lieutenant Colonel Joseph Buccino, wrote, "To clarify, the audit is not a pass-fail process. We did not receive an adverse finding, the lowest possible category, in any area. We did receive findings of disclaimer in multiple areas. Clearly, more work lies ahead of us." As a former military acquisitions officer with an accounting degree, I add, clearly. Wherever outright fraud or dereliction of duty is found, criminal investigations should commence and heads should roll. Where is Dennis Miller when you need him? 2 weekends ago, comedian Pete Davidson made a fairly monumental mistake in making fun of now Congressman-elect Dan Crenshaw, a wounded warrior who wears an eye patch. Crenshaw was the butt of a few of Davidson's jokes during his appearance on Saturday Night Live's Weekend Update news commentary segment. We will not dignify those jokes by repeating them here on this program. But the response from you, our Frontlines listeners, especially on our Facebook page, was exactly what I expected. The nationwide blowback was enough to bring Mr. Davidson to repent. It's worth noting, Pete's father was a New York City firefighter who died in the 9/11 terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center when he was just 7 years old. You would think that he'd have known better. Fortunately, a happier ending was to come on last weekend's SNL episode, which we'll now summarize. Pete?
And what I'm sure was a huge shock for people who know me, I made a poor choice last week. I made a joke about Lieutenant Commander Dan Crenshaw, and on behalf of the show and myself, I apologize. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. It was a poor choice of words. The man is a war hero, and he deserves all the respect in the world. And if any good came of this, maybe it was that for one day, the left and the right finally came together to agree on something. That I'm a
You think?
Lieutenant Commander Dan Crenshaw, everyone, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for making a Republican look good.
You gotta stop saying that, man. You've been saying it all day. Please, look, I just wanted to say, for people that don't know, the reason you're wearing an eye patch right now is that you lost your eye to an IED in Afghanistan during your third combat tour. And I'm sorry.
Thank you, Pete. I appreciate you saying that.
So we good?
We're good.
At which point, the hero and soon-to-be congressman did quite a good job returning the favor, by executing a number of well-written, well-timed jokes at the expense of Pete Davidson, all in good taste. But the best part was when Crenshaw seized the Veterans Day weekend moment and his opportunity to step onto the national soapbox to deliver this awesome message.
Okay, but seriously, there's a lot of lessons to learn here. Not just that the left and right can still agree on some things, but also this: Americans can forgive one another. We can remember what brings us together as a country and still see the good in each other. This is Veterans Day weekend, which means that it's a good time for every American to connect with a veteran. Maybe say thanks for your service, but I would actually encourage you to say something else. Tell a veteran, never forget. When you say never forget to a veteran, you are implying that as an American, you are in it with them, not separated by some imaginary barrier between civilians and veterans, but connected together as grateful fellow Americans. We'll never forget the sacrifices made by veterans past and present, and never forget those we lost on 9/11, heroes like Pete's father. So I'll just say, Pete, never forget.
Never forget.
Never forget. And that's the news.
This is Marine vet Skip Coriel. Coming up on Front Lines of Freedom, I'll share comments by the non-com, then we'll enjoy some warrant wisdom with Roland Ashby. At ease, troops, take a break.
Spartan Nash is a leading distributor of grocery products to U.S. commissaries around the world. Our MDV division exists to serve our military heroes and their families, both at home and abroad.
At Spartan Nash, we see firsthand the sacrifices made to protect our freedoms, and it is our privilege to serve those who served at our more than 135 company-owned grocery stores and independent retail locations throughout the country.
Learn more at SpartanNash.com.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel with your Home Defense Tip of the Week. Women should never walk alone in parks, parking garages, or other secluded areas. Rapists, murderers, and robbers look for the lone walker as it enhances their chance of success. Serial rapists need only one woman and will let two women pass on by. So bring a friend along for your walk. And don't forget to stay alert as you walk. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit HomeDefenseShow.com.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet three times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel. It's 20 minutes after the hour, and you are in formation and listening to the Front Lines of Freedom all across America. A Front Lines of Freedom salute to one of our show's sponsors. Honor and remember, our nation must never forget those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. This is the mission of Honor and Remember, a nonprofit based in Virginia, with support from the national sponsor, Spartan Nash, the leading distributor to U.S. commissaries and fifth largest food distributor. Learn more about how you continue the mission at honorandremember.org. Now it's time for comments by the non-com. For the most part, America's military personnel live to fight for the cause of freedom, justice, and the American way. Every day they wake up knowing in their heart of hearts that today could be the day when they give their lives for not just the people they love, but for the lives of strangers, people they've never met, and perhaps even people who are not yet born. That's a sobering thought, and one that never ceases to cause my eyes to moisten. Think about it. America is seasoned with military veterans who are trained to protect and defend the weakest among our society, those who, for whatever reason, either cannot or will not protect themselves. It takes a special person to make that pledge, to promise that you will fight and, if need be, die for the honor and lives of people you don't even know. Why would anyone do that? Well, there are probably a host of reasons, but I suspect that warriors are not only made, but they are also born. Warriors have an inclination, a natural yearning to be in the fight, in the action. They want to make their life mean something. They hold strong ideals. They are patriotic, usually religious, and have a strong sense of service to God, family, and country. It is a rare occasion when one of America's protectors and defenders strays from that noble calling, but sometimes it happens. Most recently, a Marine veteran, for whatever reason, decided to attack and kill as many civilians as he could. It happened in Thousand Oaks, California. He posted on Instagram that he did it for no reason at all, because he was bored. But military veterans murdering the ones they are sworn to protect is not unprecedented. David Berkowitz, the son of Sam Killer, was an Army veteran. Gary Ridgway, the Green River Killer, served in the Navy. Lee Harvey Oswald, who assassinated John F. Kennedy, was a Marine Corps veteran. And don't forget Timothy McVeigh, who served in the Army in Desert Storm. He was a highly decorated soldier who went on to murder 168 people in the Oklahoma City bombing. And then just last year, in a small church in Sutherland Springs, Texas, Devin Kelly murdered 25 people with an AR-15. Now, it's true that not all these killers did well in the military. Some of them had real problems adjusting to military life and then also in civilian life. So the problem isn't the military. We will probably never fully understand mass murderers. And to be quite frank, I don't think we have to understand them to protect against them. But one fact is undeniable. When a military veteran goes berserk and embarks on a suicide mission, then the body count is likely to be high. Why? Because many veterans have been trained in the art of warfare, which can be directly translated into civilian combat if they snap mentally. Many veterans have been trained by their own governments to kill effectively. So when they turn to the dark side, when they launch themselves against unarmed, untrained civilians, then the outcome is predictable. So what can be done about it? How can we stop this seemingly endless onslaught? The far left would have us believe that the answer is simple. Just take away all the guns from all Americans. I disagree. It hasn't worked anywhere else in the world, so why would it work here in America? I don't have all the answers, but for us military veterans, the 99.999% of us who are trained in the art of war and serve honorably and then go on to live happy, productive lives in civilian life, I have a suggestion. Consider getting your concealed carry permit in whatever state you reside. American civilians, for the most part, no longer possess a warrior mindset and emotionally are not capable of fighting against evil trying to do them harm. But you are an American military warrior. You have the attitude and you have the skills. You just need to take the initiative and make a plan. Prepare for battle here in civilian life. But some of you may say, why? I've already done my time. I've served my country. I've been honorably discharged. That's true, and I thank you for your service. But consider this. The oath you swore did not have a time limit. Your solemn pledge never expires. You are a warrior, a protector, a defender. It's part of who you are, and that doesn't change with a set of discharge papers. Your country needed you once and called on you to serve, but we need you again. It doesn't matter how old you are either, whether 20 or 80, you still have all the right stuff. So please, think about it. Step up and serve your country one more time. And do it for the rest of your life. And those are my comments for today. This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel. You're listening to Frontlines of Freedom, and now we get to enjoy some warrant wisdom with Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. What do you have for us this week, Roland?
Most Americans are well aware of the three military air forces of the United States Navy, Army, and Air Force. But there's a growing number of private air forces in the United States, which most Americans have no idea even exist. These private air forces are composed of retired military fighter and training aircraft, and they're operated by ex-military pilots. These company-owned fleets provide a surprising range of airborne training services to the U.S. Armed Forces. According to executives who lead the companies in this unique industry, which is called the contract air services trade, it's at a tipping point. The reason they're saying this is that there's a snowballing economic and operational challenge that is facing the U.S. military. You know, since the end of the Cold War, America's fleet of tactical aircraft has diminished considerably. So these private contractors have stepped in to offer a cost-effective way to augment the aviation training. Adversary support, or what is known as red air, typically involves a contractor aircraft flying as part of a bad guy, or red force, to oppose a good guy known as the blue force. And blue air forces can include the full range of tactical and support aircraft employed by the U.S. military. There's a company called ATAC USA, which is based in Virginia, which has been probably the most active contract provider. They've been working with the U.S. Navy for over a decade. The company has a fleet of 25 aircraft, including former military Mach 2-capable ex-Israeli fighters and the subsonic Hawker Hunters, which were a British fighter bomber. The aircraft are flown by a mix of retired Navy and Air Force pilots and are fully integrated into the Navy's aviation training cycles to simulate sophisticated opposing air forces for carrier air wings getting ready for deployment. The Navy has been the most eager user of Red Force contractors for the past decade. But with training shortfalls coming, the U.S. Air Force has recently awarded a contract to Draken International for the deployment of six of their A4 Skyhawks, which are equipped with F-16 avionics, and they're going to be used to support the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter operational test team, which is at Edwards Air Force Base in California. You know, I would have never thought that civilian contract companies would be flying foreign military fighter aircraft to be used in training with our military pilots. What's next? Civilian companies sending rockets to outer space? Oh, wait, that's already happening. For Frontlines of Freedom, I'm Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. Back to you, Skip.
Thanks, Roland. You are one amazing guy. Straight ahead on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll talk with Gabe Suarez, the president and chief instructor of Suarez International, about all the legal, moral, and tactical use of deadly force. Then we'll kick off our new feature of honoring a deceased veteran as we honor Charles Thomas Hutchinson III. All this is coming up. I'm Marine Vet Skip Coriel. You are standing tall with Frontlines of Freedom. I'll be right back. Troops, it's time for pull-ups. Let's do 20, then stand at ease.
Now is the time, and wherever you are is the place. The Citadel makes it easier to earn your degree by offering master's degrees, graduate certificates, and undergraduate degree completion programs that are entirely online. These programs are convenient for working professionals and those serving in the U.S. military. Continuing the Citadel's legacy of academic excellence, classes are held to the same high standards that consistently name the Citadel the number one master's-granting public college in the South. The Citadel. Online. On your time. Visit citadel.edu/online.
LuLaRoe is comfortable, affordable fashion for women, men, and kids. Sold by tens of thousands of small business owners across the U.S., including many military families. Founded by entrepreneurs seeking a career that allows more freedom to be at home with their families, LuLaRoe is sold at in-home pop-up parties and on social media VIP pages. Check out a sampling of the unique prints and patterns in dresses, tops, leggings, and skirts at LuLaRoe.com and follow on Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest.
USA Radio News.
A federal judge has ruled against the Trump administration's ban on asylum for immigrants. Brandon Judd is the president of the National Border Patrol Council. He explains what this ruling means.
What the judge just told them is go ahead and cross the border illegally. Instead of going through a port of entry, which is a legal process, the judge just encouraged them to break our laws.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, firefighters in Northern California battling the deadly campfire. We'll get a little help from Mother Nature as rain is in the forecast for Wednesday. Butte County Sheriff Corey Hona says the rain can be a blessing and a curse.
We have very, very fine ash in many of the areas that we're searching. You add water to that, and now we're in a situation where we have kind of a muddy mixture. I think that may make the process of searching for remains, especially those almost completely consumed by fire, more difficult.
A flash flood watch is in effect starting Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Troops, welcome back to the nation's largest military veteran talk radio show, Front Lines of Freedom. I'm Marine Vet Skip Coriel, filling in for Colonel Denny Gillum. Folks, please do send us your comments and questions. Email us through frontlinesoffreedom.com. Now it's time to meet a fellow warrior, tactical instructor, and all-around good guy, Gabe Suarez, the president of Suarez International. Welcome to Front Lines of Freedom, Gabe.
Thank you, Skip.
Well, Gabe, just so people get to know you better, tell us about your journey through life. What has your career been like so far?
Well, I just turned 58, so it's I hope we have enough time.
Yeah. Well, time's not on your side, Gabe.
I'll try it. I'll try and hit important things, you know, kind of give me perspective. First thing is that I'm an immigrant, first generation Cuban. My family came here fleeing communism. My dad was a very wealthy man in Cuba, owned a great deal of property. And one day the communists came in and said, this is ours now. And so he brought his whole family here to America so we could become Americans and, you know, and live the dream. So that gave me a little bit of a perspective on politics and what my life has been devoted to the study of things martial. I started with Kyokushin Karate, which is a full contact, kind of the original MMA when I was just a kid, preteen. I kept that up through my life. I served 15 years in law enforcement. I did gang investigation, SWAT, patrol, all kinds of stuff, and had a lot of fun, a lot of close calls, but a lot of fun nonetheless. And since my departure from law enforcement, my retirement in 2002, you know, I've been running Suarez International, an international training company that, as I like to say, we teach the good guys how to kill the bad guys. And, you know, we do everything from teaching to providing equipment to developing products, all kinds of stuff, you know, basically living the American dream.
Well, Gabe, it sounds like fun to me. I mean, being a Marine Corps veteran, it sounds like a great time. You know, many of our listeners, they're military vets, and they know what it's like to be in military combat, but they've probably never experienced combat in civilian life. But you have. What's it like?
Well, you know, the difference is, and I kind of equate the military perspective to the SWAT thing because it's similar DNA, we'll put it that way. When you are in the SWAT context or military context, you have a defined mission, you have a lot of resources, you have a lot of backup available. You're generally not there by yourself. You have your brothers with you, they have your back and all that sort of thing. But, you know, when you get into a confrontation as a private citizen or, you know, as an off-duty guy, you know, if you're still in law enforcement, you're generally by yourself. You're fighting with what you have with you. And, you know, nobody's coming to help you until after the fact. So it's a whole different dynamic, a whole different level of preparation and mindset and everything else.
Yeah, so for civilians, you're the Lone Ranger. It's just you and the cavalry ain't coming until it's all over.
That is correct.
So really, your military guys, they go, they do their duty, God, family, country, they get their discharge papers, they come home. They're in a different world. Rules of engagement are different. They've got no backup. They can't just call in an airstrike or an attack helicopter, you know, when they get in trouble. It's just them. So the training is going to be different as well. This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel on Frontlines of Freedom. We're talking about civilian combat and the use of deadly force with Gabe Suarez from Suarez International. Gabe, talk to us about training or training for civilian combat for the average vet who's just Johnny Cupcake on the street now.
I've got a lot of students that come to me with that background. And the thing I'll tell them is I said, look, you guys already have the right mindset. You know, you're self-selected warriors. But, you know, you were over there trying to engage the bad guys so that they wouldn't come over here and engage us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, your job over there is done now. And regardless, there are still bad guys over here. And the thing is that they're more difficult to detect over here. I do a lot of work with police special unit and whatnot. And for the most part, they do a really good job at interdicting those guys. But there are a lot that fall through the cracks. I mean, you know, and it doesn't always have to be like a terrorist. It could be just a crazy guy. You know, we've had one the other day in Thousand Oaks, for heaven's sakes. It was just it wasn't a jihadist. It was just a crazy guy. I'm sure all the psychologists are upset with me for saying crazy guy, but I'm kind of an old school guy, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, and you can't plan for these things. They're going to happen. And if you're there by happenstance, you're either going to be a victim or you're going to be the person that prevents more victims from being targeted. And with having a military background, with having that warrior mindset, I think, you know, that it's really easy to self-select and then to say, this is not going to happen on my watch, not while I'm standing here. But you have to have the capability to make that stick.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, Gabe, for me, I mean, the warrior mindset, it's just huge because I think maybe some people have a natural bent towards that, but I think most people don't. But it's not something that you're going to get overnight. It's something that develops over time. You have to make conscious decisions, and you just have to say, hey, I'm not going to be a victim. you know, all of a sudden, I'm a tough guy. You know, certainly it comes with training, but, you know, how much of that warrior mindset is natural for people? How much is acquired and how much can you learn?
You know, I think some people will tell you that that mindset is born in you and all this sort of thing. I disagree. I think that it's very much a self-selecting thing. You know, you can have a warrior mindset and never have been a police officer or a soldier or a Marine, but you've decided, hey, I'm going to take care of my own self, my own family, and so on. And like I said, it's a very self-selecting thing. When you make that choice, when you self-select, well, automatically you start to do things that maybe you wouldn't have done otherwise. You know, you start carrying your pistol everywhere you go. You start taking steps to get in better physical condition. You start seeking out some training if you lack the expertise to make these things work. And, you know, you start changing the way you look at things. But it is very much a self-selecting thing. You can decide today that you're going to start with this.
Yeah. Well, you make a good point. In the Marines or Navy or wherever, whatever military branch you go into, they send you to a special place where they inflict that warrior mindset on you. It's called boot camp. It's not a resort. Right. And you're totally immersed in that. And they take a civilian and they turn that civilian into a warrior. And boy, it seems it's harder to get in civilian life. Because you can't immerse yourself into it, and you kind of have to do it on your own. You don't have drill instructors nursing you along. But, boy, you're right. It is something that you volunteer for, just like you volunteer for the military. So, hey.
Well, you know, it's something that begins with a change in mental attitude. And, you know, to kind of spark that, to have a primer, all you have to do is basically look at the news, okay? And like the Thousand Oaks thing that just happened, you know, what, just last week. There's, you know, a bunch of dead people that were victimized by this evil, crazy guy. Do you want to be one of them? Yeah. Is that acceptable to you to be one of them?
Yeah.
You know, if it is, well, I can't help you. You know, nothing I can do for you.
That's
If it's unacceptable to you to be one of them, well, then you know what? Here's the path you need to take. Because with these things, it's not just the robbers, the muggers, and all this sort of thing. It's a different world. It's a different paradigm. And you can live a good life and avoid, you know, dangerous and shady situations and places and whatnot. And that's all well and good. But today's world, evil will still look for you and find you.
Absolutely. Folks, there's more to discuss about the topic of civilian combat. And Gabe Schwarz will stay with us into the next segment. This is Marine Vet Skip Coyle on Front Lines of Freedom. Troops, it's push-up time. Normally, the colonel makes you do 103 push-ups, but the colonel's gone today. And when the colonel's away, the non-coms will play. So only do 102 push-ups today. Then take a break, but stay in the area.
Imagine being a U.S. combat soldier or Marine facing the enemy, doing your job fighting the enemy, and then being falsely accused of committing a war crime by our government. This sounds crazy, but during the last 10 years, this has happened too many times. United American Patriots support these wrongfully jailed American heroes by providing civilian attorneys at no cost to the accused or his family. Check UnitedPatriots.org.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills,
exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent. If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home. This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members. Call Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel. This is the final formation for this hour on Front Lines of Freedom. We're continuing our conversation about civilian combat and the use of deadly force with Gabe Suarez. Gabe, you know, I hear all these horror stories about citizens who defend themselves with deadly force, and then they go to prison. Is that the norm? Does it always happen that way?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. You know, what happens is that there's people that kind of want to promote that because it suits their particular agenda. But, you know, an example, a few years ago, I taught a class in Southern California, and this class was populated with a high percentage of deputy district attorneys from around the Southern California area. And so, of course, we got to talking, and one thing led to another. And a fact that was put out was that of all of the presumably armed good guy shoot a bad guy self-defense events, okay, how many were referred for prosecution? And it was only 3%.
Wow.
Okay, and that's in California. And, well, of course, the next question was, well, what was the common thread? And it was that there was some sort of deception, some sort of undisclosed relationship between the two where it really wasn't a self-defense shooting. So the reality is that if you're a good guy minding your own business, living your life, going day to day, and you're targeted by a bad guy for some nefarious thing, whether it's a, you know, jihad thing or an active shooter or whatever the case, and you shoot him, you defend yourself and you shoot him, all right, you're going to be fine. You're not going to go to prison. You're not going to, none of this stuff. You're going to be fine. And, you know, gun people and law enforcement guys, because some of them don't understand this, they need to understand this. I think we have way too many people that are victimized because they're unprepared, they're unequipped, and they don't have their minds right, and so they don't respond to the bad guy in the way they should.
Well, you talk about they don't have their minds right, and we talked about warrior mindset in the last segment. Making a warrior, in your mind, how do you make a warrior? What kind of training do you give them?
I'll tell you, I've talked about this before with students and so on. If somebody came to me was that radio announcer Rush Limbaugh says, young skull full of mush, you know, a
yes,
blank
that's
slate,
right.
Okay? What I would do is I would say, all right, look, here's what you're going to do. I'm going to put you on this diet, and I'm going to put you on an exercise program so that, you know, you lose weight. You don't have to be looking like a bodybuilder or something, but, you know, if you're 50 pounds overweight, that's not a good thing.
Right.
You know, so we get you fit, we get you food disciplined, and so that your body is accustomed to being uncomfortable, okay? You know, right now I'm sitting in my office, and, you know, I got a nice cup of coffee from Starbucks, but you know what? My back hurts because yesterday I was doing deadlifts and bent rows and all kinds of stuff.
EB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.